This episode is brought to you by Disney Plus.
Set in the picturesque Cotswolds, Rivals dives headfirst into the ruthless world of British television in 1986.
Where shoulder pads are big and ambitions are even bigger.
Based on the best-selling novel by Dame Jilly Cooper, the new series follows ex-Olympian and incorrigible rake Rupert Campbell Black in his long-standing feud with the controller of Corinium Television, Tony Battingham.
Starring David Tennant and Alex Hassel, egos rage, fame calls, power commands, opponents clash, and rivalries run rampant.
Everyone wants to get on top.
Rivals, an original new series now streaming exclusively on Disney Plus.
Copyright 2024 Disney and its related entities. 18 plus subscription required.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kill List is a true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. Follow Kill List wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch for Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about, or in some cases, Hulu, because today we're talking about The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, episode 8, season finale. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you doing today, Ronnie?
Oh, just great. Hi, Hans.
Hi. Well, we've reached the end of the ride here for Mormon Wives, at least this season. We have talked about that the show was picked up for a second season. What I did not realize until this weekend is that season two, the order for season two is 20 episodes. So that is wild. I'm assuming they're going to do the thing that they do on like Netflix all the time, which is release 10, and then there's going to be a break, and then they release another 10. That's what I have to imagine. But that is a lot of episodes for little recappers like us. So it'll be fun. The good news is this show.
Also a lot of episodes for a cast like this. I don't know if they can really keep that going. All they've got is Not Liking Whitney for 8 episodes, really. I mean, it's a great show. I'm not bitching about the show. I actually really like the show. But that's a lot of episodes to put on these ladies. It's going to be like, jizz, hire us more people at this jizz salon, you know?
Yeah, Hulu has to make sure that they don't kill their golden goose right now, because 20 episodes is a big jump up. And we've seen what happens when Bravo has placed too big of an order than their cast can supply. You get a lot of dud episodes, which is bad for the overall brand. So be careful, Hulu. Just like, you know, tread carefully. Just give us good content. I think we'd all prefer fewer episodes that are good than 20 episodes that are mediocre. So not to be
this one, we're already running into a lot. I mean, this is a lot of Taylor going, I'm so close to my due date, and you know, things aren't going well with me and Dakota, and I don't know, I'm really not happy about it because we're really close to my due date and things aren't good between us. So, you know, my due date is soon and things aren't good with me and Dakota. Okay, for fuck's sake, man, just push it out. Push them both out. Okay, push that one out and then push the other one out. The door. Get them out the door.
Exactly. So with that being said, by the way, everyone, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchforcrappins. You get access to bonus episodes. You can watch us on video. There's other stuff too.
I thought you were starting.
Well, no, I mean, but I also want to say, if you have come here to Watch the Crappins purely because you watch Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, please feel free to explore all the rest of our cornucopia of offerings. We do a ton of shows, so be sure to subscribe and listen to our other recaps of our other shows and watch Bravo because it's the best. Okay, anyway, time to start episode 8, which begins with Taylor saying,
you already did that part, so go to the next part.
I was not aware that you were already recapping. I thought you were just saying, this is what she's always saying. It starts with her saying, I'm really close to my due date. So yeah, Taylor, she is about to give birth any moment.
So she gets a call from her mom, Leanne, who I'm surprised wasn't on camera more. I expected Leanne to be there all the time. But she's calling and she's like, well, I don't know. I mean, it was a stressful trip rather than a fun trip. And she's like, really? Why? Well, because Macy got a message from someone saying she might have accidentally slept with Dakota when we were still together.
And Leanne's like, what? Do you really think that could be the case? Should I come over and be on TV about this? And Taylor's like, no, mom. Like, in my head, I'm like, I just really would, like, I would hope that you're not this dumb, so I won't stay with him. And, like, I don't care what anyone says. I would rather be co-parenting than to live with a liar. I love that Taylor's like, in my head, I hope that Dakota's not this dumb. Have you looked at Dakota's face? Have you looked at the way he, like, reacts to seeing granola bars at the supermarket? Whoa, they put granola into a bar form? Taylor, why didn't you tell me about this, Taylor?
You know what's so crazy? These squares taste like Rice Krispies. They're made out of Rice Krispies. What? What?
This is a full-on treat. Yeah, they're called Rice Krispie Treats. What? Who thought of that?
Yeah, he's dumb.
He's dumb.
Why are you surprised? Okay. So then Leanne's like, well, have you talked to him about this? Did he say he didn't do this? Did he say somebody's making it up? What did he say? I mean, what did you want me to call? I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to call him right now and tell him you're in labor with quadruplets.
The babies were already had. They're already going to college. And Taylor's like, no, mom. No, he's coming over right now. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm in my head. Like, I'm like, there's no way this could be true. But at the same time, I have thought that, like, it could just be this girl, Jenna, okay? Because, like, Dakota obviously said we didn't sleep together, but you told me you, like, saw her, and they kissed, and that was that. But, like, I've only met Jenna once, and that's what the DM states, and it was right there when we were being dating, so the two have kind of added up.
Oh, so now you're adding things? So Leanne's just like, well, you know what? You should have thought about everything before this, you know, because it's real sad, Taylor. I mean, it's real sad. OK, it's not a good look to bring another child into this world with so much chaos. I mean, it breaks my heart, honestly. And it's just such a peaceful world where everything is going great right now. I mean, to bring a baby into of chaos into this, you know, it's just not fair to the world. And it's like, you guys need to get your crap together. Yeah. I know, but you know what? A little too late. And I know you've been doing it the whole time, so it's not like we can say, oh, God, Leanne, you can't choose to mother now. I mean, Leanne has been standing out like a crossing guard in the middle of this crosswalk, and nobody's listening to her. But it's like, listen, if you see Catherine from Southern Charm coming towards you, you know she's going to try to hit you. So just move out of the road. That's what I say to all crosswalks, including Leanne at this point.
Yeah. So Taylor's like, oh, okay, well, he just walked in. The big dumb idiot just walked in. Who, me? No, the one behind you. There's a guy behind me. Okay, mom, I really gotta go. He's getting so confused.
So she's basically like saying we need to get our shit together because it's like unfair to the baby. Listen, shut up, baby. Okay. Here's what's unfair. You shitting all over me. You pooping all over me. You know that you have to, when you have a baby, well, you know, because we saw it on the show. You have to suck out their snot. Is that fair? I figure the baby can take it. You know what I mean? The baby's like doing enough to us. He can put up with Dakota for for a little while. There. I've made my judgment.
I don't know. I think the baby might be better off with one of those like chew toys as a dad because Dakota is just worthless. So Taylor's like, he's like, I really want to clear the air with Dakota because it's like it's making me want to cry every day. Here, wait, this is me crying. My fingers are on my eyes right now. Anyway, it's making me cry every day, and that's exactly what I've been afraid of this whole time. I just feel really tired and fed up. I'm like, dump him. He's doing exactly what you're afraid of. This is exactly what you say you don't want. Just leave him. Leave this man.
So she tells him, dun dun dun, Macy got a DM a while back. She's debating on telling me. He's like, it's about me. It's about you. okay. So she's, you know, doing the mouth chew thing. And she's like, well, she got the DM and it was like, I don't know if I want to tell you because like you're so close to the baby, but then I'd want to know if I were you because you're a mama of the baby, which makes you a baby mama, which is on sale code with code BABYMAMA20 right now, babymama.com.
So Dakota's like, let me see that. So he looks at the screenshot and he reads it and he's like, oh, that's so dumb. Again, it's the same thing. Like, it's just the same issues over and over again. It's so annoying. For all I know, Macy, I feel like, would do that to me. First off, whoever it is, it's not true. And she's like, well, of course, I have to sit here and like wonder when Macy's asking me and my mom's asking me, like, do you think it's true? In my head, I'm like, I hope he's not that dumb. Wait, hold on one second. Have you ever heard of granola bars before?
So then, you know, she's like, everyone's asking me. I need to know. And he's like, it's not true. I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, it's like you keep putting me in these stupid ass positions that I shouldn't have to be in. What am I supposed to do about it? Gee, I'm just a boy. I'm just a sweet, innocent boy.
Taylor's like, I just need some context. Okay, the two girls before, those I already told you about, Kay, and the message, if this is stating that I've cheated, air quotes, on you since I've dated you in our relationship, that's not true. That's it. That's all there is. That's wait, everything.
So if they're saying since I've cheated, since I've dated you in our relationship, so this was when they were still technically open. It's just that he lied about it. Right. So he's making the words to be like, well, we weren't dating yet then. So I was telling you the truth. This fucking squirrely guy. And of course, he had to not only go bang someone, he had to bang a thirsty person who's just trying to get on TV, too. You know, yeah. The worst guy, because he is a thirsty person trying to get on TV, which is why he was hitting on her and her DMs in the first place. So, of course, he's bringing on another thirst vulture and he's probably doing it to get her on the show and overthrow Taylor in the long run. So watch out there. He might be teaming up with Jenna.
Yeah.
To take your job.
So Taylor's like, you're confident? 100%, Taylor, 100%. Yet you want to know the context? What context do you want me to give you besides it's not true, okay? She goes, I just want to sit here and think if there's anything else. No, I don't need to think about it. I don't need to think about it, okay? That's the thing. It's like getting pregnant. You don't have to think about it, okay?
And she's like, well, there's been a while, so maybe like if you forgot. And he's like, Taylor. And she's like, but I mean, maybe you forgot, but I'm gonna find out regardless. Instagram's a big place. And he's like, okay, good, like then fine, like this is what I got, like I love it, like good. And she's like, this is what I love, like how you're just asking me all these questions. Yeah, love it, love it. And she goes, okay, well, let's see if we find out anything. And he goes, oh yeah, vice versa then. Vice versa.
Vice versa. You know, see, threats, that's like all it is. You like that when I said vice versa? You like that? Like you just sit there and you make these threats and I ain't sticking around. I ain't staying with you. I ain't doing that. It's not nice, Taylor. Vice versa. She's like, well, there's reasonings. Like if this happened to be true, then yes, I wouldn't want to be with you. What?
So she's like, yeah, you know, after the swinging scandal, my life blew up and I thought that was my rock bottom, you know. I mean, how did mom talk survive it? But it did. And now here's this. Will mom talk even survive this?
You know, I got into a new relationship. I got pregnant. I want to trust Dakota. It's just that when you've been lied to so many times, it's really hard to trust somebody, especially when they keep lying to you over and over again with big, crazy eyes. It's like, leave him. Please leave him.
So she's basically like, you know, all I'm saying is that if anything comes up, okay, welcome to your relationship. I hope you enjoy this because this is the rest of your life. You. Was that rumor true? You know, if you ever do it again, guess what? They're going to do it again. So.
So now we cut over to Macy, who's driving along in her car to no place in particular, just driving. And her phone rings. Hey, Macy, it's Dakota. I don't know if you're like down for this, but I would just love if I could like talk to you for a little bit, like in person, maybe in some place really awkward. Like, I don't know, can we talk in your car while you just drive around? That'd be really fun. Let's do that. She's like, okay.
Yeah. So, this is so weird. I would not do it personally.
Not in her car.
Well, so or at all. It's not her job to talk to someone's boyfriend, and that's gross, and he's too weird and unstable and untrustworthy.
Yeah.
It's not cool. I agree. I would be like, take it up with her. But she does, because she's kind of a badass. She's like, okay. So she meets up with him, and she's nervous, you know, but she parks, and he like gets in the back seat and puts a bag over her head.
She's like, how am I supposed to drive? Oh God, I didn't think of that part.
I want a soda. So she's like, yeah, I feel kind of awkward, right? Because he just sits there. Like, I don't know what he's expecting. If he's gonna walk, he's gonna sit in the car, and she's just gonna start a barrage of apologies that he doesn't deserve. So he's sitting there waiting, and she's like, okay, well, this is awkward. And he goes, okay, yeah, I know. And she goes, okay, so should we get like a soda or a coffee? And he goes, yeah, whatever you want. I mean, I don't know what your time frame is. I mean, I don't do anything.
yeah, I've got nowhere to be.
You know, I could go to a theme park if you want. If you got all day, I could do that if you're paying. Or I could get a soda. I mean, I don't know. What do you want to do? She's like, okay, let's just drive around awkwardly. It's like, great. Sounds great. She's like, I have 15 minutes for you, okay? I'm coming up with completely original titles to businesses. So.
Yeah. I've got Shaking My Hand rehearsal in about 10-15 minutes, so we don't have a lot of time. So he's like, no, that's perfect. That's like all the time that I honestly need. And just like, I'm just like so stressed right now. And like, you know, it's just like, what's, you know, it's like, it's so scary. And like, dude, this is all like not good. She's like, what's not good? The situation with you and Taylor, or are you talking specifically about that confession? He goes, yeah, no, the situation. Yeah, like with the question, but I mean, like, yeah, with like me and Taylor too. I just feel like, yeah. Reading what he says back in note form really gives you a new appreciation of how big of an idiot this guy is. The things that he just says without saying anything at all. Yeah, no, the situation. Yeah, the question. Yeah, no, yeah, that's what it is. No, yeah, it's just a lot. The situation, no, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you saying, sir?
And she has to coax it out of him like a little kid. So what happened? So she told you that she knew from me? Yeah. Yeah, there was stuff and it was going down. And then like she said stuff and it was like sad. She's like, okay, so she got mad at you because the answer, yeah. She has to like coax the whole thing out. So he's like, yeah, she told me. And, you know, she said, we're over if something else happens. And every time I think it's over, something new comes up, and like it's completely out of my hands what happened, right? Like I have zero control over this. Not really, because you were the one who lied to her about where you'd been and hooked up with somebody. So you know,
it causes a lot of contention and issues now, and typically it comes from you. Like I'm always feel like you're usually the one that's trying to stir the pot between me and Taylor, and I feel like you're self-sabotaging us.
She's self-sabotaging you?
I don't think... I think that's just called sabotage.
It's like you're filling me with a lot of self-doubt. Okay, Macy?
You're self-doubting us.
He's sitting in the self-serve gas station just waiting for someone to come. It's like, sir, could you please move your car if you're not going to fill up? I'm waiting for service here.
Macy is self-sabotaging us. She's ruining her own dreams to get at us.
Idiot. And you know, the idiocy beside, it's like he's not mad that he got caught. He's mad that it was her again. It's always her. It's always these kids causing the damn trouble, you know, finding the murderers on Scooby-Doo. If it weren't for these damn kids,
would have gotten away with it. But she's like, I'm not doing this. Like I went back and forth and I was like, well, would you rather know before the baby comes, that way then she could like have, like she can process and deal with it and then have a happy time with the baby? Or would it be worse if the baby comes and then she finds out and then this moment is like ruined and then there's postpartum, etc.? And I talked to Demi and I talked to Michaela and I talked to everyone and they were all like, you need to tell her. And I was the messenger, but I wasn't the catalyst. And he's like, I am not even a cat person. Why are you bringing that up?
I don't herd cows. Why don't you call me a catalyst?
Is that like Angie's List for cats?
And she's like, listen, I'm the one who cares about her.
And I just got your cow thing. Sorry. I was like, why is Ronnie bringing up cows? Catalysts.
So sorry, everybody.
Why are you coughing? That made me You're always self-sabotaging me.
I laughed and it made me swallow some of my own spit. Isn't that classy, everybody?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast from Wondery and T-Boy about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who brought them to life. Like, did you know that Super Mario, the best-selling video game character of all time, only exists because Nintendo couldn't get the rights to Popeye? Or Jack, that the idea for the McDonald's Happy Meal first came from a mom in Guatemala? From Pez dispensers to Levi's 501s to Air Jordans, discover the surprising stories of the most viral products. Plus, we guarantee that after listening, you're going to dominate your next dinner party. So follow the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the best idea yet early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. It's just the best idea yet.
In a quiet suburb, a community is shattered by the death of a beloved wife and mother. But this tragic loss of life quickly turns into something even darker. Her husband had tried to hire a hitman on the dark web to kill her. And she wasn't the only target. Because buried in the depths of the internet is the kill list, a cache of chilling documents containing names, photos, addresses, and specific instructions for people's murders. This podcast is the true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. And it turns out convincing a total stranger someone wants them dead is not easy. Follow Kill List on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Check out Exhibit C in the Wondery app for all your true crime listening.
So she's like, listen, you know, I didn't want to do this when she could have the baby. And I know that there's so much stress around the baby. He goes, yeah, but by the way, she could have it tomorrow. And she's like, yeah. So I guess you'd probably really want me never to tell her, right? And he goes, well, I mean, it's just like, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe you should have come to me first. Oh, yeah, that's how it happens. That's what cops do. They normally go to the perpetrators and they're like, hey, by the way, just wanted you to know you're going to be arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on to you. So do with that information what you will. No, she's not going to tell you. And she's like, I'm not loyal to you, which I really liked. I love how she stood her ground and did not get afraid by this fucking idiot in her car.
Yes. You know? Exactly. She's like, it's not my fault that I'm receiving these things and Taylor's coming to me and I'm giving her my advice. I'm not going to lie to her. I'm going to tell her my opinion and I'm going to tell her how I feel and think, and I'm not going to lie and sugarcoat it. And he's like, but at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing a year and I choose Taylor. I care about Taylor a lot and also Jenna, but mainly Taylor. And Macy's like, yeah, I know you do. I saw your fight. I was there. It was super awkward. By the way, thanks for doing that while I was sitting there right in front of you.
Like, listen, you know, I wasn't like, oh, it's all your fault, or it's all, I didn't totally take her side, but she's my friend over you, and if something happens, I'm going to tell her. The end. It's like, why is he getting mad at me? And so he doesn't get his way, and you see what he does with somebody who can just speak their mind, not get emotional. Like, she's just like, no, here's the facts. I'm going to go tell her if you're causing bullshit, so just stop causing bullshit. And he's just like, okay, he has nothing to say. He can't storm off. He can't have an excuse to completely act like a fuckwit like he's been doing. He just sits there dumbfounded. So she's like, okay, well, this has been exciting, but gotta go. And
then there's this, when he says this thing, I don't remember the context. That maybe there was a different context to this, but I can't believe he said this. I'm not looking at someone to blame. It's just you're the only person I could blame. What?
He does say that.
How was that? Like, oh, okay. Well, if I'm the only one to blame, then sure, you can blame me. What?
Yeah. She's like, okay, bye then. So he leaves. And then we go to Whitney and her family at family dinner
tonight. Oh, no.
So they're like, they have a cake. Why'd you guys bring a cake, kids? And her husband's just like, because we love cake. Isn't that enough reason to bring a cake? Like, Jesus, that's what I tell them at the checkout. Like, what's the cake for? What are you celebrating? Living another fucking day. What do you care? Check me out.
Fuck off. Normally, I would support this. I'd be like, yeah, you're allowed to just bring cake. But I'm like, all right, mom, don't you see you've raised your basic ass daughter who has a basic ass career doing dances on TikTok with her basic ass changing looks husband. The only reason why basic people bring a cake somewhere is for a gender reveal, which I was pretty close. I was wrong, but I was pretty close.
Yeah. So her mom's like, well, does Charo have something to cut that cake with? I'm like, mom, that's Connor. He's just dressed like that today.
Charo. Okay. Wow. Connor really went for it, huh?
Connor really went all out today.
He really is. We're trying to support him. So Whitney's like, I'm so sick of my friends in the mom talk group. There's just all this unnecessary drama. Like at the end of the day, it's just stupid. Just stupid drama, mother. And
you started, sucker. It's called getting called out on your bullshit. Enjoy your cake, stupid.
Enjoy your urine infused cake. So Whitney's like, I've been struggling trying to figure out if I even want to be involved in mom talk anymore. And honestly, based off of recent events, I really don't want to. I'm like, okay, well, thanks for that update about something very pressing for all of us.
And Whitney, who just keeps trying to convince everybody that she doesn't run away, goes, I just really want to like go away.
I know.
So she knows that this launch party is coming up and she really wants to support Macy, but she does not want to be around those people. She's like, I want to focus on my family. Okay. I mean, they're what inspired me to marry Connor in the first place. The organization, focus on the family. terrible people. It's like, I want to focus on what my future is going to be. I want to focus on our homestead. Girl, you can't listen. People aren't allowed to just go get a puppy when they're, I mean, they can, but people aren't advised to just go get a puppy. You think you can get a whole farm of animals just because you're sad at the elbow dancing girls?
Yeah, having a history of running away is really not a great asset to homesteading. So Whitney is like, her mom was like, makes this face. Like, she's like, ugh. And she's like, that face, mother, I can't. That face is like BS. She's like, no, honey, it's just that, like, I can smell your homesteading on your hair right now. And we don't really have to go down this path any further, do we? Horse poop. You smell like horse poop is what I'm trying to say.
So they start cutting into this cake. And wait a minute. Connor's like, is there something in there? And the dad's like, what? Is there something in there? The dad's like, I hope it's a trip to Italy. We've been needing a trip.
That's not how trips work, father. Come on, we've got our own gag going on here. And so, but of course they can't figure it out. So Whitney and Connor are like really trying to like fan the flames. Like, what is that?
Well, I'll tell you this much. If it's not a trip to Italy, I can tell you what it better not be. Better not be another vibrator. Your mom put one in the soup the other day, hoping I take some kind of a hint.
Oh, I'm sorry. What can I say? Whitney inspired me. He didn't take the hint, by the way.
Better not be horse poop. Fucking homesteading. Not in my lifetime. So they finally like pull this thing out and they're like, what is it? And by the way, as they are trying to figure out what's in this cake, we're discovering more and more family members. It's like Whitney's other sister, Whitney's third sister, Whitney's sixth sister, Whitney's uncle, Whitney's aunt. They're like, what is it? What's in the cake? Like, what's in the box? What's in the box? So finally they pull out what turns out to be a pregnancy test.
Gross. And she puts the pee stick in the cake. Who does that? I thought they were going to do it like New Orleans style, where there's like the little lucky baby in the cake and the New Year's cake. But no, It was the actual stick that she peed on. And I love that they, I hope that they put this girl in, the little sister. She's like, did you just actually like pee on that? Why would you put that in the cake?
That was my first reaction.
She goes, there's just a tiny bit. She goes, oh my God, that's residue. Get the dirt. That's disgusting.
She's like, there's a cap on it. And I don't know if the cap doesn't make, also, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like a pregnancy kit, like its test, is that safe to bake at a high temperature? I don't want your micro pee plastics. Yeah,
I don't want your pee, and I also don't want the plastics. You know what I mean?
I don't want your, like, I don't know what it is with those New Orleans king cakes. I don't know if the baby has been like heat certified to go into a cake, but I'm pretty sure that Clear Blue Easy is not been tested to see if it can endure oven temperatures.
Do they put the cake, do they put the baby maybe through the bottom later? The baby. Of the cake?
You know what I mean? It is.
I don't know how that works.
Like a suppository, like a cake suppository.
Yeah. Like, wow, this cake is sure firmed up. Better, you know, shove something up its bum. So, yeah, the baby there, I thought they were going to do something cute, but no, it's like it's her actual piss, which is so Whitney to be like, haha, enjoy eating my piss, you fucking loser family. I'm moving to a bunch of cows.
And there was also, I don't know if you saw this, there was a shot. Her mom is like holding the pregnancy test and it's like covered in like cake and frosting. And her mom at one point actually like takes some frosting with her finger, wipes it off the test and puts it in her mouth. So the mom's like, I don't fucking care if there's urine on this. It's frosting as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that all came from me originally at some point.
Mom doesn't give a shit. It's like, well, there's Whitney again. This is Whitney pulling some Whitney shit again. So then Whitney's like, oh my God, guys, you know what fixes things? Babies. So can't wait. I'm going to focus on this instead of mom talk. I'm going to be surrounded by people who are supporting me and uplifting me and letting me fuck with them and humiliate them and belittle them and not say a thing about it. Okay. I don't even want to be a part of mom talk. Okay. Who needs all right. it?
Whitney, just my note for next season. If you come back, no more, surprises with food. It just doesn't work out well for you. Let's just stick with like a Hallmark card from going forward.
So she's basically like, I don't want to deal with these bitches anymore, but the money's good. I mean, yeah, let's look what else you're gonna do. Okay, let's think of the other options. You know, at some point you have to be like, I'm making good money to elbow dance and just get over it, you know.
Yeah.
So then we go to Jen's house and they're fat shaming the baby because she's married to Zach. So that's what we do in Zach's family, you know, just fat shame the baby.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, these last couple of weeks I feel like really crazy for us. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I think as long as we have God on our side, becoming an amazing husband and an amazing father comes a lot easier when you put him first. And I see your potential, just like God sees your potential. What I'm trying to say is, I'm just going to suppress all my feelings of fear and rage and sadness and just say, God will fix it.
I really wish that she had the pep that you have in your voice, because she is so benzoed out.
You're right.
She's like, yeah, well, thankfully we've got God on our side. Everything's great when you've got him there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, looks like you're doing great. You know, and she's like, you know, Zach and I have been praying a lot ever since Vegas. It's like really helped a lot. Yeah.
I've been praying that they find a verse in the scriptures that says that actually bleaching her hair is a sin, because that would be great. Love to not see that hair color on him anymore. And, you know, just hoping that in general he respects and understands who I am. Probably won't happen. But yeah, we just found out that Zach got into medical school in New York, which was one of his top dream schools to get into. And medical schools are super hard on marriages. Also, what's hard on marriages? Terrible men. So if that makes me question going to medical school, makes me question if going to medical school is really worth it.
So she's like, but come on, like, after, to be honest, after everything that we've gone through this year, we have 10 more years of school. I mean, maybe we should take a year off. And he's like, I mean, technically, babe, medical school doesn't even start till August. So it gives us months to like think things through and figure stuff out. By that, I mean, you can continue to clean up after my kids while I'm working the fucking bagel in a Bagelin of Fish in New York. What do you call the dating website?
Is that a new?
He wouldn't be on that one.
I'm about to say, is that a new type of poker?
What's the bagel coffee and a bagel?
Well, there's coffee meets bagel,
and then there's plenty of fish. Is that still a thing?
Coffee. Yeah, I have no idea. I think they are Hinge, Bumble, Gamblers Anonymous, all places where you can meet people. So Jen is like, I think that if we avoid all of our issues and just keep moving forward, that being completely honest, I don't know if our marriage could last. Do you have hope for like the future? And he's like, let me put this fat baby back in its crib. 1 second.
So he's like, I don't want to talk about this in front of the baby. Who's like, you know, a second years old.
So then, he's giving the baby to a bookie. He's like, sorry, I had some serious gambling issues. So don't have to worry about the kid anymore.
And she's like, well, you know, he really thinks New York is where we're supposed to be. But, you know, it kind of takes us away from mom. You're making the money. Say no. You go local or that's it. I'm not fucking moving to New York City. Are you crazy? The stairs alone with a baby. Multiples. No.
I will say, in a normal scenario, I do kind of think that if one person has been working towards going to medical school and then they get into a prestigious medical school, that they was their number one choice. And then, like, your partner's like, yeah, I don't think you should go because I've got a TikTok following. It's maybe like, I don't know if that's like the strongest thing, but Zach is a dick, so why not? Fuck him.
Well, he's not only a dick, she's supporting him while he's going, and he blew through all the college money on gambling. So she is forced to pay for it and support him.
No, so I think that he should just go to medical school and she should just leave him. And
it's not just a TikTok following, it's literally their income. So now what? She's going to have to go do what? Wait tables or something to support him?
Probably. He sucks. No, he sucks. And it seems like they're over. She's been spotted without a ring. And then she posted a video lip syncing about like breaking up or being single or something like that. I saw it. It seems like she's out of her relationship, but it's very ambiguous.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, good for her, if that's true.
So she's, you know, like, it's hard to communicate. Yeah, it's hard to communicate because you very clearly tell him what you want. She says, mom talk is important to me, and I've established that. And he's like, I don't really care. That's his answer. And so her response is, well, I think the reason I have a hard time communicating towards Zach is his first reaction is to fight. Your hard time communicating is that you're a very good communicator and you're talking to someone who shows extreme narcissistic qualities, who's extremely spoiled by his parents. No one's ever fucking stood up to him. And ultimately, even though you speak what you want clearly, you let him run the fuck all over you over and over. It's not putting the blame on you. I'm just saying you're another in a long line of people who let this man run ramshot over them. Fuck this fucking guy. I fucking hate this guy. This guy, if you're Dakota, at least cries. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like Dakota either, but Dakota's like, oh, I'm trying and I'm there. Like, he shows some kind of emotion, but this guy is just cold. He's cold and he's mean. I mean, this guy, if he's this mean and cold on TV, Dakota's an open book. You see what he's like. He's nuts. He's as nuts as he is on TV as he is behind the scenes. But this guy's cold. This guy's a killer.
This guy's garbage. Good. This guy's garbage. And it's
this sad guy's because got psychopathic criminal looks in his eyes. I do not like
He gambled away money. He's hypocritical on top of everything else. And poor Jen is not strong enough to really stand up to it. At least Taylor. Well, I mean, Taylor needs to get out of the Dakota situation, that loop as well, but at least she gives Dakota shit. Like, she does not let Dakota just say things and then get away with it. And unfortunately, Jen does that with Zach, and he's just a piece of shit. I'm so glad that the internet has come down on him. I hope that she's out of that relationship. And I don't know, fuck him. So now we go to Macy's Big Mama launch event. And this is something she's been working on endlessly for 2.5 years. And Jesse shows up and she's like, in Mormon culture, the church puts the man on this pedestal where you have to promise to obey your husband. And he is the leader of your household and your family. But all of us women in Mom Talk, we definitely don't put up with the patriarchy. Macy is a great role model for what Mom Talk represents. And all of us look up to Macy. So we're excited to see your kick ass in the business world. So way to go, Macy. You finally figured out a way to take down the patriarchy with your baby mama needle supplies.
I love that everything they do. They're like, we're taking down the patriarchy. Okay. So
you did it. You did it, girls.
So Jesse comes to do her hair and stuff. And she's like, well, it was an absolute shit show over the weekend in Vegas, but I invited everyone from our Mom Talk little group, even Whitney, to the launch party. So we're going to, you know, if we take all of our followings combined, make videos. I mean, we are powerful. Okay. Bring communities together.
Patriarchy down. You don't need a women's march when you've got 8 women dancing on TikTok. So, people are sort of arriving and they're asking how everything is. And Michaela's like, I don't want to stress you out, but if you talk to Whitney at all, and Macy's like, no, she hasn't even reached out. Like, oh, she hasn't even attempted. She's like, yeah, I haven't even thought about it once even. Oh my God. Good for you. Good for you, Macy. You're bringing down the patriarchy and Whitney at the same time.
You know, she's like, I have too much going on to worry about that today, girls. And Michaela's like, oh my God. Like, I feel like it's like she wants us to be like, and like, she's not responding because she wants us to be like, So then, like, if we responded, then she wouldn't be like, She'd be like, they're probably not like, because I responded, right? So it's like all about our, and I'm not going to give her my,
Someone restart Michaela, please. So Macy's like, I haven't heard anything from Whitney. Not even a text. Not even like an Instagram. Like nothing. Although someone did throw a pregnancy test through my window and that was weird. I don't know what that was about. But she's supposed to be my best friend. She knows how important this is for me. She knows how long I've been working on this. She even saw the original concept, the name that I came up with all by myself and everything when I first started. And she doesn't even come at this point. I do think the future of our friendship is in jeopardy.
Dun, dun, dun. Finally, Macy could be at her breaking point. So back at the party, Jen is there and she's like, I haven't even seen the girls since Vegas. And part of me didn't even want to go to this launch party because I'm like still recovering from that weekend. But I just hope that they can look past things and not judge Zach too hard. Go Mets.
I'm like, they just took down the patriarchy. They will definitely be judging Zach. So they're all like,
Jeff.
Did you call him Jeff? You didn't call him Jeff. You said Zach.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, you're consistent. So they're like, Jen, oh my God, Jen, like, how are you doing? Like, don't sugarcoat it. Don't sugarcoat it. She goes, oh my gosh, that was like, I'm not kidding. That was like one of the hardest weekends of my whole entire life, like of my life. I'm like, okay, well, you're 24, but that's fine. So,
and Demi's like, well, I hope you know that was him and not you. And that is patriarchy right there. And I hope you take some prenatal supplies right now just to show him what we're up to.
So they're basically saying that Zach is super controlling and wrong and that Jen just really disassociates. And she's like, you know, he can be a little controlling and overly opinionated, and he's going to have to be forced to be like self-aware, you know, or he's just going to keep doing the same thing that he does and your life will be miserable because of it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we see baby mama on a table, but the letters are charcuterie. It's crazy.
Baby Mita. Baby Meats.
By Ma? What do you mean by Ma? Who did this? Sorry, they've eaten a lot of meats.
They've eaten a lot of the meats. It says Baby Llama now. Sorry, the prosciutto was really good.
Obama's running again?
I'm sorry, my God.
Move the ham over.
Someone's going to faint at the party. Obama, you tricked us.
So then, you know, girls are like enjoying the party and people are getting tattoos, just like a tattoo station. And, you know, having ice cream and stuff like that.
I'm just laughing because in the midst of this, you know, Macy's going on and on about, she's talked about baby mama a lot. I just think it's so funny, the things that she says. I want baby mama to be about community and just supporting each other on our motherhood journey. While you rub the cream on your belly. It's about community. So they have this tattoo station and Michaela is bringing up the idea that I'm not sure that tattoos are really allowed in Mormonism, but hey, she's all for it.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I like it. She's like, I'm not going to do it, but somebody will. But that's funny that they're even having that in Utah, but you go for it. So then Michaela's like, you know, she's so stressed. She's such a boss bitch. They're all talking about how great she's doing and stuff. And Demi's like, guys, has anyone heard from Whitney? Because let me tell you, I haven't even heard from her. You guys, I have an idea. It's kind of petty.
Yeah.
It's kind of petty.
What do I mean to it? Come on, tell us.
We should all have gangbangs on camera and see if we get in trouble with the Mormon church. Okay, far. That's too far.
Patriarchy, fight the patriarchy.
Okay. I'll change it. But it's still petty.
Okay.
Obviously a big deal that Whitney hasn't shown up yet. Yeah, and Macy's doing like a countdown to the launch of her business. So I say when she gets to one, if Whitney doesn't walk through the door, we all unfollow her at the same time.
Oh my God, the patriarchy's going down. We're killing the patriarchy with Whitney. Yes, I am totally in. This is a great idea. We're going to kill the patriarchy in a countdown form. I love it.
So they're going to do a countdown, and instead of wooing, they're all going to be on their phones. Poor Macy's.
I know.
Did I give a bad speech? Why wasn't anybody wooing for my business?
It's actually, I love the shade behind it, but it's so wrong because like literally it means that they will all not be recording Macy for her big launch. And second of all, they will not be paying attention to her. And third of all, they will all be looking at their Instagram following lists. And yeah, it's shitty. So like, yay. And so Taylor is saying like, Whitney not showing up is not shocking to me, obviously, because she didn't come to my baby shower. But one of our core values of mom talk is box steps. You know, you can't do any of these dances without the box step. That is the foundation for us. But another core value, support each other.
Whitney's not a good representation of mom talk. And what really worries me is that we're about to have a baby and Dakota and I aren't ready yet. Okay. We'll get back to that. So
one of our core values is that I'm going to have a baby any moment now.
So Jesse's like, oh my God, wait, Macy, we have to let you know this amazing idea. We're all going to unfollow Whitney at the same time if she doesn't show up.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Oh, and then we came up with this other idea. The moment you start your speech, we're just going to chant, down with Whitney, down with Whitney, until you stop talking. We think that's going to be so funny. What do you think?
I don't know if that would work. Okay, how about this? Once you get up there and start giving a speech, we're all going to start screaming, lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah, but like, I want to promote my brand. Okay. How about every time you say, baby mama, we'll go, but her emails. I think it's going to be really hilarious.
So Macy's like, I don't know about that. She goes, okay, well, we were going to take the high road. Now we're taking the by road. Bye, bitch. Can't wait for your speech.
And Macy's because like, when okay. they go low, we go bye.
So Macy's like, okay, well, Whitney did it first, so I guess it's fair, but this could cause me drama on a night like this. Baby mama was supposed to take down the patriarchy tonight. So now it's time for the countdown, and all the girls are wooing and they're chanting for Macy. And she's like, guys, I just wanted to start off by saying, Demi, shut up. Just kidding, guys.
Just kidding, everyone. Is anyone like, paying attention to me?
Woo! I'm wooing the loudest. Woo! Normally I'm late, but here I am, so I'm going to woo more.
No, seriously, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited. Baby Mama is all about community and taking down the patriarchy. Diddy, we're coming for you. Anyway, it's about uplifting women. It's about being a team. It's really about really anything that you could think of is that's what it's about. So whales, saving them.
Leaves.
That's what Baby Mama's about. Changing colors. Why do leaves have to die in the fall? Fall's like the best season. They should.
You
be
know what
for
women
that.
Love? Leaves. So, you know,
eaves. You know, we love an overhang on a roof. So it also is for leaves and eaves.
So, she's like, I'm nervous because I didn't think I would ever question Whitney, but now I'm questioning our friendship. I'm questioning everything. Don't.
So they're all really upset and they're like, we see the countdown and we're like, Macy's like 3, 2, 1, and all the girls are like completely looking down at their phones at this moment, and they all unfollow, and they just think it's so shitty that Whitney didn't even show up to Macy's big launch party.
But they also kind of love it because it's an excuse that they can all officially get rid of Whitney. Because, like, she betrayed her bestie, you know? Yeah. So then Jesse's like, yeah, we've made the official decision that she's no longer part of Mom Talk. We're officially in our post-Whitney era, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jen is like, hey, Macy, so I have to go right now because Zach is just feeling awful. He's like, super sick, yeah.
Of me having any kind of freedom outside the house. So really need to get back there.
Yeah, he has what he calls the Jen flu. Yeah, so.
Let's go. So they're like, oh my God, I do not believe that he's even sick. What the hell? And Demi's like, you know what I've seen in the church? Women are treated the way Jen's being treated, and they stay with us for the sake of the kids or, you know, whatever, for the religion. But guess what? Then their whole life is gone, and that's what makes me nervous.
And then Demi says...
I mean, they could leave you for a younger model or something like that. I'm like, oh, look to your right.
No, it's not gonna be an issue because we broke the patriarchy, so it's gonna be fixed now. So Jesse is like, yeah, Zach is like quote unquote sick, and Demi's like, yeah, he's probably purging his narcissism, which is hilarious, but also sad because he will never purge that. So yeah, they're just joking that he's like won't allow Jen to spend more than an hour with the Mom Talk girls.
Yeah. So,
oh my God, big news, everyone back at home. Taylor's water just broke. This is all Macy's fault.
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, I smelled it. So I made sure it wasn't just pee. He goes, yeah, she smelled it.
And then Whitney came over and scraped it up and put it into a cake.
And then guess what Taylor says? With Dakota, the situation's still rocky, but we're like about to have a baby, and that worries me because the situation with us still, okay, we know, just go already.
Yeah.
So she goes, and then Michaela is, we're at the Classic Fun Center. Da, da, da.
They really know how to name places here, between the Classic Fun Center and the White Shanty. So many places to go to in Provo.
I think Classic Fun Center wins.
Classic I know.
Fun Center.
Named by ChatGPT before ChatGPT even existed.
Soda shop. So they go in, it's a roller skating party. And Michaela's like, oh my God, I'm so excited for my birthday party. Jace did such a great job planning everything, skating with my friends. Everyone needs to wear glittery sparkles and cute stuff.
Guys, we're going to get wild tonight at the Classic Fun Center. Maybe it should have been called Classic Let's Get Wild Center. I don't know. I'm being wild. I'm being crazy. Sorry, guys.
And Macy's like, Mom Talk has been through a lot of ups and downs this year. We know. Yep. It's been crazy.
It's been classic fun.
It's been epic. It's been like a trilogy. It's been like a trilogy over there. It's crazy. So she's like, yeah, it's been crazy. So like, we're coming for Michaela's party. And that shows that even though we've gone through hard things, we can still roller skate together at Classic Fun Center.
Even though someone had to endure being humiliated by a box of Frosted Flakes or Fruit Loops, we're going to come together and show we can get through it by the roller skating.
Yeah, we're still doing it, guys. So now everybody starts skating and they're talking about Zach. Is he going to come with Jen? They're like, he better not. Fucking Zach. And Jesse goes, well, my theory is that he was making up the flu story to get out of today.
Yeah, I guess because he still has the flu. So
you think?
Jesse's like,
not you. I'm not saying you think to you. I'm saying it to Jesse. My theory is they were making up the flu story so he didn't have to go. Yeah.
He said that he has COVID genteen. I don't even know what that is. So Jen says that he has the flu, and that's why her and Zach aren't here today. But I just call her bullshit, like I did with the patriarchy. And I 100% know it's because Zach doesn't want to be here. I don't think that's what she wants, but if it's what her husband wants, that's probably what's going to happen. A lot of really strong deductions happening over here.
Huge ones. And Michaela's like, I remember coming to the skating rink. You would go in junior high, then you would do like the slow skate with boys. It was like the cool place to meet boys. It was at the skating rink. And then I got pregnant. I haven't really been here much since.
I love her being like, I remember skating at like junior high. I'm like, you're 22. Junior high was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago, really. But
that's
either
way. How it felt though, you know?
Remember those days?
Things get less dramatic as you get older because you get more cynical. I mean, look at a baby. A baby just wants you to just want some milk, and they're like, it's like the worst thing ever. You know, it's the most disappointment they've ever felt is not having that milk. You know, it takes years to get this cynical. remember 20.
Also, Michaela acting like they probably don't go to the Classic Fun Center every weekend is hilarious, too. It's like, you were probably here last weekend.
Waxing poetic about the Great Fun Center, God, as if they don't literally spend every other day there.
So it's skating. People fall over. Some of the guys try to weave in and out of each other. It's hilarious. And so Macy tells everyone, she's like, guys, I called Taylor today. I think like she's like maybe like going into labor. I don't know if you guys saw her stories where she was like, I think I'm going into like labor, like, and it was like, labor. I can't believe she'd be working right now when she's pregnant. No, she's like in labor. It's going to be a lot. Like she's cramping. Like, oh my God.
And they were like, but what about them fighting in Las Vegas? You know, because like her belly was like literally freaking out. She's like, yeah, the baby is like, get me the F out of here. And just like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to punch my dad.
The baby wants to take down the patriarchy. That's great.
Yeah, I told that baby, I said, stay in there, baby, because the second you come out, I'm offering you shots and taking you to a strip show.
And the baby was like, hold on, I have to call Zach to see if it's okay for me to go to Chippendales.
So Macy's like, I hope the best for their relationship, but it's not looking good. You know, it's not looking good. And I was so worried about it that I reached out to Jenna. Dun 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 yo 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 yo.
I like the boing at the end of that. It was like intrigue, but it also was bouncing because you're at the Classic Fun Center.
Yeah,
the intrigue is roller skating right now.
It's more fun intrigue.
Like a claw just came and picked up the intrigue out of a box of stuffed animals and then brought it over to the podcast.
Yeah. So then, let's see. People just have more fun, you know.
They're just still talking about this whole
situation. Michaela falls down, her nipple was out, and I was like, oh my God, your nipple, that's crazy. Have fun never meeting Jesus. So Whitney walks in and she's like kind of, you know, smirking.
And
now, like, I have to say, I couldn't decide at the moment. I was like, is this ballsy? I think this is ballsy, her coming. But you know, the production was also like, you have to go. We're not spending the rest of this time on your show, you know, milking a fucking cow and hiding pee sticks and cakes. Go be with the cast.
Like, what's she doing here? And she has a big box. So Jesse's like, Whitney, like, why are you here? And she goes, I'm here for Michaela. And Demi goes, but you and Michaela aren't even friends. And Jesse's like, yeah, Michaela doesn't like you. Yeah, Michaela doesn't like you. You're stupid. Don't you know Michaela doesn't like you? Look at Michaela. She hates you. Michaela hates Whitney.
I thought this was mean. And see, this is when I was like, uh-oh, they're going to veer into this reality show thing where you're completely in the right, but then you're so mean to the person who is wrong that you end up bullying them and they become the victim. I was like, please be careful, because it's like Jesse and Demi, you know, and they're the biggest on, we're taking over mom talk. And so they see the old queen walk in and they're like, what are you even doing here? We're the new queens. Nobody likes you here. And I didn't like that. I was like,
yeah, it was mean.
Don't make me feel for Whitney, please.
It is mean. And also, I had no idea that Michaela hated Whitney. I thought that, like, wasn't it, like,
was up her ass 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
I don't know where that fracture came from. So, but Michaela's young and she's just like going to do
what I think she's just a follower. You know, she'll go wherever the wind's blowing.
So Whitney goes over to Michaela and she's like, hey, do you want your gift? She goes, I'm going to open up later. Which is fair, because I think everyone's learned not to open up boxes from Whitney at this point. It's either going to have pee or humiliation on the inside.
It's a box of cow poop. So
probably, honestly.
What? It's funny. So she goes, okay, well, just so you remember, mine's the one with the rainbows. Guess who wrapped it? So then Michaela's like, thank you. She goes, okay, God, this is uncomfortable. And so Michaela's like, she hands me a gift. I mean, I accidentally stepped on it later.
Oh my God. A classic diss center. So Whitney is like, I'm going to go. I feel awkward, but I love you. And like, happy birthday. If you want to ask me if I have anything biologically going on inside me, then you may. But if you don't want to, then I know where we stand. She's like, thanks.
So Michaela stays totally icy, which I was surprised at. I was like, yeah, wow.
She was actually really icy.
Yeah, I was surprised that she could stay that way, because Whitney was really like, look at me, I'm feeling things. Look at me feeling things. So you want to talk? She's like, no, get out. So then she walks off and everyone's like, oh my God, awkward. So then Whitney goes up to take Macy to the side and she's like, oh, you know, I've been trying to talk to her because she's always been there for me. So I need to be there now. So she's like, so you came? And she goes, yeah, got you a ring pop. She puts it on Macy's finger. So do you hate me right now? She's like, I wouldn't say hate, but God, I love ring pops.
I know.
I really want to be strong right now, but it's really hard to not lick my finger. I'm so mad at you.
Well, what if I told you I peed on that ring pop before I gave it to you? Okay. She goes, so Macy's like, well, you know, I tried so hard to support you. And I feel like, especially during everything in our conversations, I tried to stand up for you and defend you. And like, I do love you and care about you. But like, the one time I needed your support, you're not even there for me. And Whitney goes, I just wasn't in that space. No, I literally was not in that space. I was in a homestead watching a horse poop on Connor's head. So I had to take him to the hospital to get dewormed.
And she's like, I always stand up for you. I always support you. Even when people are mad at you, I support you. And the one time I need you there, you're not there for me. And she's like, well, I just couldn't do it. And she's like, okay. And she goes, well, you're friends with all of them too. And that's okay. I would never ask you not to be. It's just that I'm not going to be your friend anymore. Like, yes, you are asking her not to be. Your actions just showed her that if she's friends with those people, this is what you're going to do and not show up for her. So yeah, you are asking her to do it.
So all the girls are talking about Whitney, and Demi's like, I genuinely want to know what possessed her, though. Like, what possessed her to walk into the situation? It's almost like, was there like some producer who was like, you got to go to the last day of shooting? Like, what the hell? Like, after everything, after missing Macy's thing, guys, we're still unfollowing her, right? No one followed
her back. Jesse's like, everything's on Whitney's term. And if anybody adds her back to the group, I'm removing her again. I'm warning you right now. you are not coming back into the mom talk group. I'm boss now.
Yeah. And Jesse basically is like, yeah, no, like, essentially, Whitney realized that her one tie, Macy, she like burned that bridge too. So now she's going to come back and like kiss people's asses and try to like get back in it.
Yeah. So Macy's like, well, I don't know what to say, Whitney. And she's like, well, you have every right to be mad. And I just hate that that was the circumstances, you know, but I needed that separation. It's the same thing when I didn't go feed the cow for the rest of that day at Homestead. You know, at some point, I just need some me time.
Really? I was like, I need some me time.
How'd the cow react? Oh, he's dead now.
Really, you know that expression, don't have a cow? It's literal on homesteading. So
the cow died. I just needed space, you know.
She was like, I needed separation. So Macy goes, then why are you here if you need the separation? Ooh, didn't think that went through. That was, I should have, real easy to predict that coming in. I did not anticipate it.
I don't need, here's one thing I don't need separation from: roller skates. God, I love skating. What is this place? Is classic. The classic fun center.
I've been trying to go to modern fun center. Not as good. I need to go classic.
Yeah, you totally should have launched out of the classic.
So basically Macy's like, well, she can apologize and maybe I forgive her. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if she feels bad about not having the launch party. So she's like, Whitney's just going to do Whitney. That's Whitney says, if I'm being honest, I do feel bad. I feel so bad. I just didn't know what to do. I mean, I guess one option was to go support your friend, but I didn't know. I just didn't know what to do. So I'm sorry. I do want to support you, of course. And I'm going to support you by not buying your product or being there during its launch or telling people about it. That's my way of showing that I do care and support.
Yeah. And so Macy's like, okay, I'm going to take some me time then. You know, I'm going to put up a wall up. I'm going to put up a wall. And she goes, okay, yeah, for sure. Take your time. And she's like, because I don't know. You're really scaring me lately, Whitney. And she goes, I'm scaring myself. Have you seen my sleeves lately? They're off the charts.
It's almost like I'm extra hormonal. Like something's going on inside of me. If you would like to care, if you want to ask me about if anything's new in my life, you certainly may. I didn't come here to overshadow Michaela by announcing my pregnancy. But if you did want to ask about it,
yeah,
I can't say, I can't tell you about it.
I'm not going to celebrate them making more U's. You know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to go Xerox my tax bill just over and over so I can keep seeing it? No. Okay. I know it's there, but I don't want to see it every day. Multiple versions of it, especially.
So we, then, go over,
we go. I love this. Even the guys are in now.
I love this little exchange here where Demi's husband, Brad. Or Brett, or whatever his name is like, she's loving every minute of this. She keeps looking down here. And Jesse goes, who? He's like, Whitney. Jesse, come on. Keep up. Who else are you guys talking shit about right now?
And Jace is like, yeah, Whitney's loving it. Look at her. Look down here smiling. Just a big old smile on her face.
No, like the way that she came in, guys. Like, you guys, like serial killer vibes. Like the way she's like, hi. It's like, what? Is she like an ambassador from the patriarchy? Because last time I checked, we took that shit down.
I've basically been murdered. Basically. And the guy's like, yeah, she missed the control, right? And Jesse says, yeah, the minute she loses it, she loses it. But now you see the kind of desperation that Jesse gets in these last moments of the episode. I feel like Jesse starts showing like kind of a desperation here where she's like, yeah, look at her. Look at her. Look at Whitney back. What's Whitney doing back here? What does Whitney want? Why is Whitney back? Well, if Whitney thinks she can come back, she's not coming back. And I'm telling everyone right now, Whitney's not back. I'm like, girl, you have not been voted in yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't get to just declare yourself the queen of mom talk. There needs to be an elbow vote. Okay. Or you can put it up to your followers or somebody, but no one's trying to usurp you. You are not in power yet. You are a temp, ma'am. So be calm. Be calm.
So Whitney leaves. I mean, she and Macy hug. Macy's like, you're in my doghouse, but they clearly, their friendship is fine. They hug. And Whitney tells us, I just want to be surrounded by people who are supporting me, uplifting me, eating the cake that has my pea stained pregnancy stick in it. That's why I'm gonna take a step down from mom talk. I'm like, thank you for your sacrifice.
You did it. Don't forget to grab your purple heart on the way out. All right, Whit. So then Michaela's like, this is the worst birthday of my life, to which I say, then congratulations, because that's an amazing feat to have everything in your life be that amazing.
So, yeah, she officially leaves mom talk. So now Taylor and Dakota are heading to the hospital, and Taylor's like shooting content. She's like, hey guys, we're on the way to the hospital. I'm pregnant. Just broke my water. I'm having a contraction. Hashtag pregnancy. Hashtag mom talks. You guys there?
And on the way to the car, she just starts sniffing the grass. And Dakota's like, get off the ground. What are you doing? She's like, just wanted to make sure that that's pee. It is. And it's not yours.
So she's saying how she's like she's trying to stay calm because this is Dakota's first time having a kid and she wants Dakota to be able to enjoy all the joys of it. I was like, why do you have to, this is your chance to be a, turn into a lunatic, be an angry lunatic and scream at people and yell at people. And you're beating that for Dakota. No, allow yourself to be a monster right now. You're the one in pain going, doing all the hard work.
And man, when they say, you know, there's people who really put it all out there on TV. This girl,
this is out
not
there.
Only did they film her pregnancy, they shot her. Literally, the doctors were holding her legs up in the air and she was popping out the, like they barely blurred it out.
Yeah, this was that
girl,
whole...
that girl literally let the cameras film her pooping on the table.
It was everything was coming straight at us. We saw it all.
Oh, so, like, wow, she really does put everything on there. Jeez. Yeah. So they have the baby. And then, of course, she's like, he was amazing in there. I love him again. 10 out of 10. Will marry. Yes.
He was like, all he was like, oh, my God, the baby. He was so good. So now we have Jesse and Demi, and they're having a soda and they're shopping. And Jesse is like, okay, so Jen called me and she was like, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about my version of things and what's going on. And it turns out that Jen has left Mom Talk because of Zach.
He doesn't want her associated with them. Wow, guess what abusers do, everybody? Classic, separate them from their friends and their family. Fucking classic. I mean, this guy's a fucking Lifetime movie with a not as attractive lead. I mean, what happened to Rob Lowe? Where's Rob Lowe at? Is he busy?
Yeah. Can
you please get a recast? I need a more fuckable, despicable human being, please.
Yes. So they're like in like Central Park or something, walking around, and Jen looks miserable and sad and lost and scared with all the New York sinners around her. And he's like, I honestly think you're gonna love New York. I'm honestly excited. Like, I'm honestly just hope that, like, honestly, like, you can honestly feel good about it as well.
She goes, but don't you think I'll be missing anything with, like, Mom Talk?
He's like, they're not that significant. They're just like, I don't think they're going to be missing out. Like, I just honestly don't. You're not going to miss anything.
Well, I do feel like you've been your best, most happiest version. So I do feel like this would help you. So he's like, yeah, exactly. That's the point. So, you know, he got his way. Of course he's being nice. He got exactly what he wanted. He'll be nice to you for about 5 more minutes, and then you're going to leave the towels uneven in the bathroom. You know, look up Jennifer Lopez movies and watch them, please.
Yes,
actually, all of them. They've all been decent. Shockingly,
The Boy Next Door is great. Something that one features Kristen Chenoweth, which is a funny twist. So Macy is now driving in her car, where she does all her best work. And she's driving and she says to herself, Dakota's going to freaking love me after this. So she's like, I'm about to make a phone call that could ruin people's lives. And my heart is racing. I'm reporting Classic Fun Center to the Department of Health.
That's it. So she calls Jenna and she goes, hi, is this Jenna? And her phone says Jenna.
Clearly, no, it's Classic Fun Center. Before.
So she's like, this is Macy Neely, which is so cute. Do we know her name was Neely?
I did not know she
was. And Jenna's Neely. Like, oh my God, hey, how are you? Is this being filmed? This is amazing. Do I look okay? We're just on audio. Still though, do I?
Am I being recruited for Mom Talk? I hate the patriarchy. So Macy's like, yeah, I'm good. This is probably the most random phone call ever. I'm calling because I just have some questions about you and Dakota and your past relationship. I'm like, okay, settle down, Mariska Hargitay.
Okay, I'll tell you everything. I will tell you everything. Are you ready? Are you recording? That's we're on TV, right?
It's like, oh, that was remarkably easy. And then that's it. It's a cliffhanger, guys, for season two.
Next up at bat, thirsty ass Jenna.
Come on in, Jenna. We're ready for you.
Yeah. So I love that it's not going to be till next season. So we're going to have to wait. She's going to be like, oh, actually, Jenna, sorry, but we're not recording anymore. The show just ended. Wait, what do you mean? But I was just about to. Okay, we'll call you in another year or two. Okay. Keep that information. Keep that close to you. Talk to you later.
Bye, Jenna. And bye, Mormon Wives. That was the end. I really enjoyed this show and this season. I think they had really, really a perfect first season. And so I'm excited for the future. Even if it is 20 episodes, I'm very excited for it.
Yeah. We'll see, but it's been fun. Thanks to everybody who made TikTok. I mean, no. Thanks to everybody who made Mom Talk. Yeah, we'd like to thank the patriarchy and everybody who made this crazy show. Super fun to watch. Loved it.
Thanks for being here, everyone. And we will catch you on our next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
We're fanning out for Bethany Fannin.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger with out the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.